We're doing Pirkei Avot with Rabbeinu Yonah, and we were learning quotes from Yehuda ben Tema. Hu haya omer, he used to say, ben chamesh shanim lamikra, from 5 years old, teach a child Tanakh. Ben eser shanim lamishnah, 10 years old, teach a child Mishnah. Ben shlosh esrei, 13 years old, lamitzvot. The child is responsible for performing mitzvos. Ben chamesh esrei, from 15, la gemara, start teaching him Talmud. Ben shmone esrei, from 18, la chupa, get him married. Ben esrim, lirdof. At 20, person starts chasing. Ben shloshim, lakoach. At 30, a person starts having strength. Ben arbaim, labina. At 40, a person has understanding. Ben chamishim, la'itza. At 50, a person starts having wise counsel for others. Ben shishim, la'zikna. At 60, a person starts aging. Ben shivim, la'seva. At 70, he starts being considered an old man. Ben shmonim, ligvura. At 80, if he's made it that far, that's considered a great might. Ben tishim, lasuach. At 90, he's already bent over towards the grave. Ben mea, kilu met v'avar v'tel min ha'olam. From 100, it's like it's over. Explains Rabbeinu Yonah. Ben chamesh shanim lamikra. Yehuda ben Tema says, from 5, we start Tanakh. Shabin achar sheyesh lo chamesh shanim, v'nichnas b'shesh, hegeh et kro mikra. Once he's 5 years old, and he's starting his 6th year, so on his 5th birthday, the time has come to start learning with him how to learn Tanakh. Ukmo shamar Rav Shmuel bar Sheilat lamlamed tinokot, barshit kablem pachot mi barshit lo tekablem. He told him, at 6, accept them, less than that, don't accept them. he says that's the 6 over here means after his 5th birthday, when he enters his 6th year. Ben eser la mishnah, 10 years old is the time where he's right for learning Mishnah. Ben shlosh esre la mitzvot, at 13, he's responsible for doing mitzvot. Shechayav ba'asiyat ha-mitzvot dvar Torah, the Torah obligates him to do mitzvot from 13 years old. Ben esrim lirdof, at 20, that's when he should be pursuing shirdof achar Torah v'amitzvot lasot ulkayem. That's when a person has the energy, they should be in pursuit of mitzvot and Torah. At 13, at 15, they're still learning. At 20, they should be active performers of Torah. Men shloshim lakoach. At 30, they have their strength. Kmo shematzinu balviyim, as the pasuk says about the Levites. Men shloshim shana v'mala. From 30 years old, they start serving in the Beit in the Mishkan, carrying the loads. V'ad men chamishim, until 50, tifkod otam kol haba litzvot tzava. Shein koach adam nigmar ad 30 shana. A person's real strength is only complete when they hit 30. Ben arba'im labina. At 40, a person starts understanding. Kmo shamar Moshe alav shalom liYisrael, as Moshe says to the Jewish people at the end of the 40 years in the desert, he says, "V'lo natan Hashem lachem lev ladat ve'inayim lirot ve'oznayim lishmo ad hayom hazeh." Till today, you didn't understand, Moshe says. So Chazal infer from that, it took 40 years to understand. They didn't know Torah and mitzvot till then. He's saying until 40, they didn't really get it. At 40, they started getting what the Torah was saying. Student doesn't really get what his Rebbe is saying until 40. So that's interesting, because here we say 40 years old from being born, not 40 years old from learning Torah.
Whereas comparing it to the Jews in the desert, it's 40 years of learning Torah.
Correct. Ben chamishim leitza. From 50, a person gives good counsel. Shenoten itza tova la'acherim. He gives good counsel to others. Kmo shmatzinu balevim. As it says regarding the Levites, umi ben chamishim shana yeshuv mitzvah avodah v'lo yavodod. That the Levite at 50 retires from physical labor. From 50, he starts teaching the younger generation. So that's the time at 50 when you're supposed to be giving counsel.
What was the mission's actual?
Ben chamishim la'etza. Ben shishim lezikna. At 60, he starts aging. Kmo shamar Yov, tavo b'chelach elei kaver. The word b'chelach is the numerical value of 60. So the idea here is that at 60, a person should realize he's nearing the end of his days. He should realize it's time to be very serious about his tshuva. Ben shivim leseiva. At 70, he's already an old man. Ben shmonim ligvura. At 80, that's a sign of great might. Kmo shamar, yimei shenotenu behem shivim shana. Our days are numbered 70. Im bigvurot, if we are extraordinarily mighty, so then shmonim shana, we make it to 80. Ben tishim lasuach, leshon siach umahara, shiach umahara, klomar ra'uyu likvura. At 90, he's fit for a cave. That's a way of saying he's already at the age where he's grave material. Others say the word lashuach should be read as lasuach, that at that age already he has nothing left to do other than learning Torah. His speech should only be in Torah. And 100, and this is interesting because we see exceptions to this rule in Chazal. Moshe Rabbeinu only began his journey at 80. Moshe Rabbeinu shows up before Paro at 80, so he's extraordinary. His eyes were sharp. He was as young and vibrant at 120 as he was at 40. But that's the exception. Then the question shows up, well, what about Aaron and Miriam? Doesn't say that about them. How did they function till 123 Aaron was when he passed away? Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan, you had many rabbis who did their prime, who accomplished their most from 80 to 120. And the Mishnah seems to say they're the exception. The average person has to factor life that they're getting till 70. The average person has to think of life as I got till 70. That's the average lifespan. If I'll be mighty, I'll make it to 80. Okay? But that's got to accomplish in that time.
Couple of questions. It's a very, very loaded Mishnah.
Yeah.
Number one, obviously beyond the scope of what's to be discussed in the shiur, I'd like to, you know, I guess maybe when they investigate, what about a person, you know, obviously the average person, not the you know, Dogen Shalik Dovim of you know, of the Jewish people, but what's the, I guess, the physiological and psychological develop, and I guess spiritual also developments that parallels these different tachanot in the Mishnah. You know, five the kriya. What is it about a 5-year-old that makes it okay? At 4, you know, or in his 5th year, it wasn't appropriate, or he wasn't developed, he wasn't ready enough for Tanakh. But now that he's 5, ready, 13, mitzvot. You know, it'd be interesting to, to draw a parallel between what is it, and also just for ourselves to be, aware within our own development, give ourselves the proper, diet, for lack of a better word, Yom Torah-wise, Yom Mitzvot-wise, in order to best use ourselves as Obdei Hashem or Bechuvah, you know, draw on our strengths for that. So I'd be interested in that. But another thing that pointed out, and I guess this is, you actually taught me this when I started learning Mishnah, as to how to engage Mishnayot, like as their structure, in order to ask the proper questions. One thing that I noticed is that there isn't consistency with the age gaps here. I didn't pay attention if they grow at a a yachasi basis or not. But is there something to it that, are these just the ages that, you know, Chazal knew based on tradition from the oral Torah that these are the ages that XYZ happens, or is there something to
when you pass 5 years, and then 10 years, and then this amount of years, that it grows and grows and grows in a specific ratio or something along those lines.
So Rav Shlomo Fisher told me that Chazal over here tapped into our psychological development. That at 5 years old, a child can enjoy the chanting, the singing of the psukim from 5 to 10. And they could understand pshat in the psukim and learn that and digest that, and it becomes a part of them. The stories of Tanakh, the verses, the singing of Tanakh, from 5 until 10, a child can absorb that and it becomes a part of them. At 10 years old, a child can start understanding a legal structure, the oral law, the Mishnayos. 10 to 15, they could learn Mishnayos and review them and memorize and walk away at 15 knowing all of Shas Mishnayot and knowing the Halachot without going into the logic of does this contradict that and does that contradict this, the logic that we call Gemara. At 15, their mind is ripe that when you start discussing with them why does this contradict that and how does this work out with that, their mind is ripe for that. That's the idea that at 15 they're hitting Talmud. And then their mind is ripe for it. And if they have the basis of knowing Tanakh from 5 to 10, and then knowing Mishnah from 10 to 15, then at 15 learning Gemara is perfect for them. And their mind has developed to the point where that works for them. Today, we don't work with that system. It's a good question why. Historically, in different periods of Jewish history, there were different reasons why they broke with this order. Some of it was because at 13 kids had to go out to work. You had to get whatever you could into the kid at 13. And there were other practical reasons why children needed a different system. Today, there are schools that are trying to go back to this system. On one level, they're succeeding because the children love learning Tanakh at age 5 to 10. And the children love learning Mishnah at 10 to 15. But in my experience, we haven't seen them succeed at 15. We have not seen that their students end up at 15 learning Gemara so well and being masters of Talmud. So initially, it seems very impressive because the kids love the learning. They enjoy the singing. They know all of Tanakh and all of Mishnah really well. The question, though, is in the final product. And that's why with my own children, so when possible, I began their education with this system, where at 5 they learned Tanakh, at 10 they learned Mishnah, but at about 10, 11, I pulled them out of the system. Because in the long run, it could be that the system is making a mistake that the children burn out, that by the time they're 13, 14, they're all fizzled, their mind has done so much learning that they can't do anymore. I'm not sure where the mistake is, but I've seen with other children and with my own children that long term this system doesn't, today it doesn't seem to work. I'm not saying it can't work for everyone, but I'm saying what I saw. A few weeks ago we visited the neighborhood where we had been earlier, where my son was learning earlier, and he met some of his old friends. Now over there, at 5 years old, they learned Tanakh. When he was 8, already he knew half the Torah by heart. By 9 years old, he knew the whole Torah by heart. He knew the whole Torah. He knew Megillas Esther. He knew a lot of Nevi'im. He knew a ton by heart. And when I say by heart, I mean you could ask him which sacrifice, even in Vayikra they knew their stuff. And it was very impressive. But I noticed that he was burning out. I noticed that he wasn't smiling as much. He said he loved going to school, but I felt like he'd come home wiped out. He'd come home very tired. Tired intellectually.
Right.
I decided we're pulling him out. Till today, we marvel at how well he knows the Tanakh he learned there. However, when he visited the neighborhood of his old school, so he visited some of his old friends, and they told him, this part of the class they're bums on the street, and this, the majority of the class did not succeed in the long run. By the time they were 13, they weren't successful in learning. which was unfortunate, saying it's sad to see, because we weren't sure if it was only our son or it was the system. But I felt confident that for our son it wasn't right to continue. So we pulled out. Now we see the products, and you have to question whether it's right to go that route. Parents very often get taken. It's called, it has many names. There are many variations. There's Rabbi Zilberman developed the method that's supposed to be pure to this Mishnah according to the Gra. And then there's the Barkai method. And there are a few different organizations that try developing in line with this. And again, initially it's very impressive. The child seems to know Tanakh well, and they do. And the child seems to enjoy learning, and they do. And then they seem to love learning Mishnah, and they do. And then at some point, it's not, to my mind, what I've seen is it doesn't work long term. And why today, why for the last century or two, was this not found? I'm saying it's just in the last two decades that there's a resurgence of doing things in accordance with this Mishnah. But until then, in Europe, they didn't teach this way. And after Europe, they also didn't teach this way. 20, 30 years ago, then methods started arising, these different methods. And again, it's been around long enough that you can't say that it's better than the regular method, the way the average school teaches. It hasn't proven itself that it accomplishes more. I think it accomplishes less. But it certainly hasn't proven itself to accomplish more.
Do you think that this is a result of similar external factors, such as the reason that they had to stop it? As you mentioned, at 13, you had to go to work. You were on the farm. You were wherever. There wasn't a there was a practical reason, a tangible reason that you could point to that this isn't going to work. Or do you think it's something more internal today that maybe with stimulation of the modern world, I don't know, that on the psychological level is what's causing this system to work up into a certain point until it plateaus?
You want to know what I think? In my humble opinion, this Mishnah could work, but you have to know how to do it. And I don't know where the mistake lies. Meaning, I still think that the success part of these systems indicates that that the Mishnah was telling you the right formula. But in order to apply the formula, it's a whole educational system, and you have 10 words in the Mishnah. And the application, how many hours a day do you study? How many breaks do you give them? How many reviews do you do? That, everyone has to invent. And that's why I think it's not succeeding. Meaning, I don't think the Mishnah wouldn't work today. I think that the success we see at the 5-year-old and 10-year-old level is real. And I think the reason it's not working at 15, the reason these kids aren't succeeding long term, is really because the application is incorrect. I don't know, and I'm not willing to experiment with the lives of children to figure out where the application is off. But I believe that the partial success which we're seeing is a clear indication that this Mishnah would work today also. Meaning that to see kids love to go to school and to see kids rattle off all of Tanakh and love it. These kids don't even need tests. They know their stuff. There are no tests. You just walk in any day and ask them and they know their stuff. So there's something right about this. But there's also something wrong. And what's wrong? Well, the Mishnah gave you a formula. But the Mishnah didn't give you all the details of the formula. It didn't tell you what hour school has to start. It didn't tell you what hour school has to end. It didn't tell you how many breaks you give them in an hour. It didn't tell you at what pace to learn. It didn't tell you at what pace to review. There are so many factors involved in applying the Mishnah, and I think that's where we don't have a tradition. We don't know what they meant, and I think that's why we're not succeeding. Meaning, I don't think they're completely off. But I think that when you're off a little bit, so then that's bad enough. If it's not succeeding, it's not succeeding. So then the fact that the Mishnah gave you one component of education doesn't prove anything. That doesn't give you the system.
Do you think that the Mishnah gave us didn't give us the full application in order, because I assume that they were, Chazal was aware that with changing times, the methodology would naturally have to
maybe
to adapt.
I'm not sure. I'm not convinced. It could be it was obvious to them. Could be everyone knew it. Meaning if this is the way they were teaching, everyone knew it. And it could be that the challenges of modern life, we're not in the ghetto anymore, we're not in the farm anymore, we're not living the lifestyle they led, and it could be that that affects our ability to implement this Mishnah that way. It could be that when... I'm not sure if it's that our reality changed, so we have to modify our educational system, or we just don't know how to apply the Mishnah. Either one might be true.
Very, very